7.9.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. Our God is good and His mercies endures forever. I welcome everyone to the Hour of Fulfillment. And I am so excited. Tonight is another night to put tools into your hand so that you can just navigate life and win in every area, physically, spiritually, financially, maritally. But I believe that as the word comes for tonight, God is going to give you direction and instructions. But before we go into the word, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we are so thankful. In the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name, at that name, every name bows, is the key to access everything on earth. We praise you. We worship you for the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the privilege that you have given to us to hear your word, to listen to your word, and understand your word. Father, I'm asking, oh God, that you will send your word to us again tonight unadulterated. Lord, I'm asking, oh God, that I will speak your word in boldness and in wisdom. Lord, I'm asking, oh God, that everyone that hear me today will hear your voice in their spirit, man. Thank you, because we know it is done. We vow that we will return all the glory and all the praise to you alone, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. I welcome everyone one more time to this awesome time to move forward and to break every chain and every power of the enemy over our destiny. Because we'll be discussing war against failure. War against failure. I've never met anybody in my life that is excited that is failing. So that means we know that failure is anti your destiny. He didn't want you to go far. And God already planned to give you success in every area of your life if you will apply the kingdom principles that is applicable to your life. Now, we established that it takes wisdom of God to be extraordinary on the earth. It is your inheritance in Christ Jesus to walk in wisdom. Because the Bible told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 that God has made Jesus unto us wisdom. So the wisdom of God is in your life, but you need to just allow it to operate. It is God's wisdom that brings uncommon success and mighty result to every human. We look into everything that is happening around us, and you will discover that we live in a very complex world. And it takes many times supernatural hand of God for you to be victorious. Not every questions of life have a scientific answer. No. Not every problem of life have a medical answer. No. I'm telling you, you can't be living in fear and be expecting medication. What kind of medication are they going to give you? It's not possible. No, it's not possible. Now, people can always want to help you. But when it comes to answer to the question of life, only him have that answer. And that answer is in his wisdom. Now, there was something that happened in Egypt. The king had a dream that is going to be, you know, the interpretation was that there is going to be famine and 7 years of plenty. But nobody knows what to do. Now, something happened. Let me just take you back to this. In Genesis chapter 41 from verse 39, to 44. Genesis 41, 39 says, "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this," underline the word showed in your Bible if you have one, "there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck." Come on now. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bowed the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh. He's telling everybody, I'm the president here. I'm the king here. And without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. Now, listen to this. They were all confused. They don't know what to do. Here come a slave boy who was in the prison. At that time, he was charged for rape. That's why the fact he didn't do it. But there was no proof that he didn't do it. So now, incidentally, he was arrested and charged for that. And according to his record, that was already in his record. You understand what I'm saying? Now, but the Bible says something here that just touched me. When Joseph interpreted the dream and the solution to the dream, the king said, for as much God has revealed this to you. So that means the wisdom I'm talking about can only be revealed. It's not what you study in chemistry or in biology. It's not what you get in calculus. Thank God for those things. Only God reveal wisdom that promotes. The moment the man got answer to the question, the Bible says he was promoted. In fact, the king said, by your word, this land will be ruled. That shows that wisdom is a product of revelation, not just education. It is God that shows you what to do, and his answer to the questions never miss it. When he tells you, now I'm talking to you, it may not make sense. Now, it's not even supposed to make sense. Now, it's quite unfortunate that we promote education, which is okay, but it's time to promote revelation. The revelation of God's word. Because where education stops, revelation continues. Revelation of God takes you to a level you cannot understand. I'm taking you somewhere today because no matter what you are going through in your life, you are getting solution tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do you remember? They were to go to the promised land and pass through Jericho. And Jericho was walled. Now, you can't go through without getting through the wall. And according to the theologians, they said the wall was so thick that seven chariots can run on the wall without touching each other. Now, I said to somebody, I said, even when that wall fell, it's still a wall. It's still a wall. Now, seven chariots can run on that. Do you remember that Rahab's house was built on that wall? So it tells me how big the wall was. Now, watch this. The Lord told them, go walk around the city seven times. Now, look at it. They didn't have the bulldozer, no dynamite. Now, God just said, walk around it on the seventh day, the seventh time. He said, shout. Now, I saw from the scripture that it was not the shout that fell the wall. It was the instruction of God that they obeyed. The instruction, God's wisdom is so simple that it's so neglected. Now, if it was shout, I'm telling you many church buildings will have collapsed in Jacksonville. Oh, I'm telling you, because during praise and worship, some people can just jump and shout and scream. And maybe every week we'll be building church walls because it will just collapse. So it's not just, remember, they don't even have the microphone. They don't have the loudspeaker, the amplifier. They just shouted and the wall collapsed. So that means God acted based upon what he told them. Listen to this. You are listening to me tonight. The answer to the question of your life is in God's wisdom. What is God saying concerning that situation? We had awesome, excellent testimony last week. There was this lady that was testifying of the way God healed her. Then when she came about a few weeks ago, she had a terrible case. I mean, she had hepatitis B. And she said that, that's the one that says that. Exactly. I'm sharing your testimony now. You do something about it. I just look at me. It's talking about my testimony. Praise the Lord. Now, that's the testimony she wants to share because we have that awesome testimony last week. Now, she said she came down crying. What? Number one, they said the thing is already affecting her liver. And now, it's getting so terrible. Number two, now she said she went and when she did a mammogram, they said it's bad. Now, so everything was just coming together. And I just, when she said it, I just laughed. I said, Satan, you missed this. You missed it. You are a fool to touch a child of the kingdom. And I was not just making mouth. I was asking God, what do we do? God, if this situation comes to you, if you live here in Jacksonville, and this situation comes to you, what will you do? And he gave me instruction. Two major instructions. That's wisdom. I'm not going to tell you right now. And I gave this lady, I said, number one, number two. That's it. And I said, after 7 days, go back to the hospital and check it out. Because as of that time, they want to fire her because of the intensity of the sickness. So she went back. They now said they couldn't even find it. Amen. Now, it is not me that took it out. It was the wisdom of God that we applied. The wisdom of God will change anything, anytime. However, this wisdom, you can assess it's not just because you are a Christian. I remember I was sharing that with you the last time we talked, and I said, you need a heart for God. Where is your heart? Jesus Christ said, seek you for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, including the wisdom of God, shall be added. Where is your heart? The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has never come into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them that what? That love him. Now, do you love him? Now, you can't love him except you know how much he loves you. Because it is when you discover how much he loves you, that's when you can reciprocate the love of God. Now watch this. But now we're going more than that. Now assessing the wisdom of God is having a heart of gratitude. A heart of what? Gratitude. Now listen to this. Everyone listen to me. God holds you nothing. Nothing. He gave you everything including life. Watch this. God is not the reason for the situation you are going through right now. Contrary, he wants you out of it at all cost. Jesus' response to the needs of humanity is what shows us how God feels when you are going through issues. We saw Jesus can move with compassion and he heals their sick. He changed their story. Even when they have financial issues, look at somebody like Peter. God's compassion reached out to this man and God changed his financial story. With the heart of gratitude, you can easily change your attitude in life. Amen. Unfortunately, we live in a world where the heart of thankfulness is no more there. It is an end time spirit. The Bible was telling us, wasn't it? Timothy was saying in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 and 2. He said, this know also that in the last day perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous, boaster, proud, blasphemer, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. When you are not thankful, you cannot be wonderful. That is the truth. And many times we don't know that we are doing ourselves so much harm because you are always complaining and not appreciating what God has done for you. Now, look at this man. Daniel was in a situation that was so absurd. I look at his life. It was like they are going to kill him tomorrow because the king had a dream. And the king said, except you can tell me my dream and the interpretation, I'm going to kill you. And wickedness so much in those days. Now, some of you are, I mean, that can never happen in America. Now, listen to this. Watch this. You may not see a physical Nebuchadnezzar, but there are challenges of life that you don't know why it come to your life. You don't know why. Just as the man slept and had a dream, you don't know why you should wake up in the morning and you're sad. You don't know why you should wake up in the morning and you just complain of headache, you get to the hospital, and they just say you have this. You don't know why you should be fired. That is Nebuchadnezzar speaking to your life and asking you to give answers to the question you don't know nothing about. And this man, instead of just complaining, he went before the Lord. The Bible told us that, the Bible says in Daniel chapter 2 verse 19 to 20, he said, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. That was what brought him into that secret. He was blessing God. I may not know why this is happening, but one thing is sure, God cannot mismanage my life. God is faithful. He cannot change his mind concerning what he has promised me. Are you hearing that? Now, murmuring and complaining will always take you out of God's divine plan. And let me tell you, it is so easy to murmur. I'm telling you. Now, listen. In the world system, complaining and murmuring gives you promotion. They say you are a labor leader. He complained about something at the place of work, and the manager have to sit for it. You understand what I'm talking about? So you love it. If you bring that one to the kingdom, you'll be fired. Because in the kingdom, you don't murmur against the king. You don't. Because he's never at wrong. Never. Now, I saw this one. Listen. This is very important. This is very important. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 9 to 11, he said, neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpent. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and are written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the world has come. Now, you can't just join the world to begin to complain. No, we have nothing to complain about. Jesus Christ came and he said, it is finished. I want you to just get this one. When you lose, many times people complain because you lose touch with the source of your strength, the source of your life. The moment you put yourself in the position of God, you start complaining. Why this? Why that? Now, you have forgotten that even when you are sleeping and snoring, somebody was the one that is keeping you. Amen. Amen. Now, somebody said, well, I woke up around 6 a.m. in the morning. You lied. You can't know the time you woke up. Right. I'm telling you, if you know the time you woke up, Sister Jan, you didn't sleep. The only person that knew the time you woke up is God. And he decided to let you wake up.
That's right.
So if I had the story of somebody that wanted to commit suicide because he thought nothing was working, and he just said he's going to just give up and just kill himself. And he went to a thick bush, removed all his clothes, put the rope on his neck, and just about to commit suicide. And somebody was in that same bush. And he just said, excuse me, young man, what's going on? And the man said, he's going to die today. He's tired of life. And the man said, okay, please, when you kill yourself, make sure that blood doesn't stain your clothes. He said, why? He said, because I need it. He said, I've been here in the bush. I didn't have anything to put on. So please kill yourself quick because I need your clothes to put on. Now, so that means what you are complaining about, somebody needs it. The man changed his mind. He said, I'm not dying anymore. There is hope. So that means where I am, I said nothing is working. Somebody is envying me. Now, you need to come to that place. If you know that God is your source, you'll be grateful. And when you are grateful, you cannot be grounded. When you are grateful, you'll be graceful. Oh, my God. Somebody need to hear that, what I'm talking about. Jesus Christ got every answer to the question in the place of thanksgiving. He want to feed 5,000 people. And all what he need to do is just say, Father, I thank you because I know you will do this. When he got to Lazarus' tomb, he lifted up his hand and said, Father, I thank you because you hear me always. Cultivate the habit of thankfulness. A grateful heart. Grateful heart. You see, when you are doing that, if Wait. Father, I thank you. I may not know what is going on right now, but I know you are in charge. I just know you can't abandon me. You love me so much. I know it. Now, when you get to that place, a word will come into your spirit.
Yes.
If he asks you to do nothing, don't do nothing. If he say relax, relax. Many times we miss God because we think we're smart. Complaining and murmuring is a trick of the devil to move you against God. So that you won't hear what he's saying. After you give in thanks, Father, what do I do about this? Which step should I take? How do you want me to move? I'm hoping to anything you are saying. Do you know, Brother Christian, many times we are asking God for instruction when we already made up our mind.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh God, speak to me, although I'm going tomorrow. Now, you say, you better don't even tell him anything. There is a way out in that sickness. There is a way out in that lack of joy. You just sharing one testimony with me the other time. This person be looking for job, and we just pray following the instruction. The Bible told me, he said, he that does not work is not supposed to eat. So, and this one want to work, receive your job. That's the wisdom of God. And they were coming back to just say they just got the job they wanted. Not just the word, the job that is available. Two jobs. And God is sending me to you tonight. It's time to tap into the wisdom of God. There is nobody in the kingdom of God that's supposed to be grounded. There is nobody in the kingdom of God that's supposed to be a failure. Let's fight failure. Let's fight oppression by the word of the living God. It's called the wisdom of God. And if you are there, you want to say, Bishop, I need this wisdom. Now, the first step is for you to know who the wisdom of God really is. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And I can lead you to him right now. Because the moment you come to him, then something will open up for you. And I want you to just say this word with me before I pray with you. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks because you love me. Thank you for the price that you paid on the cross of Calvary. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to you. Come into my life. Change me from the inside. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. It has happened.
Yes.
It has happened. The wisdom of God is inside. Now, listen to this. When we come to church,
yes,
we don't come to do religion.
That's right.
We don't come to just say, oh, what's the next message today? We are there to get the wisdom of God to live.
Yes.
You see, one of my passions is that every believer will live on the earth as if Jesus Christ is here.
Amen.
So tomorrow's service is another opportunity.
Another opportunity. Yes.
God is going to do something extraordinary. Just be there. And your life will never remain the same again.
Amen.
Join us tomorrow. Wow. Is that right? Just
yes, again. Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. What a wonderful word from the Lord. We are so mightily blessed. I just want to take this time to thank our listeners and to welcome them to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. And we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. Now, tomorrow we have two services. We have an early service at 8 a.m. and then the second service is at 10 a.m. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us. Now, either way, if you need a ride for the 8 a.m. service or the 10 a.m. service, we'll be happy to come and pick you up. Just give us a call at 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. Give us a call and we will certainly come and pick you up. Now, tomorrow's service is going to be an awesome service, and we're going to talk with Bishop about that when we come back after the break. But right now, we have Jacalyn Carr on the way with Your Bigger. So stay right there. We'll be back after this.
Bigger than the universe, you're bigger than the sun and the stars, you're bigger than the things, oh, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe, bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, oh my, that could tear me apart. For I know you're great in all the earth. For I know you're great in all the earth. You're bigger. You're bigger than the problems I
All right, we are live back in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, we want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. Come out to that 8 a.m. early service tomorrow, or you can come to the second service, which is at 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, give us a call. We'll come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, tomorrow's service is a service that you're not going to want to miss.
Oh, yeah.
Because, Bishop, tomorrow's service is It's My Turn to Shine. Now, Bishop, I mean, we know what shining is, but tell us about this service tomorrow. It's My Turn to Shine.
Now, thank you, Sister Jan. Now, Dizzy, Jesus Christ, when he came here,
yes.
Now, religion have been here, but they are not getting anything out of it.
Mm.
They have been doing all manner. In fact, to an extent that even the way you talk, the way you dress, everything, they are all doing that. But there was no result. Mm-hmm. They are still oppressed. Until he just showed up. And he just said, ye are the light of the world.
Yes.
Now, he referred them. I want you to listen to this very carefully. He was not talking about bulbs and mm-hmm. fluorescent lamp. Mm-hmm. He was talking about an effect. There was darkness on the earth in the beginning. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Yes. And the moment light came, creation followed. Jesus Christ is saying, the light that preceded creation, that's who you are.
Mm.
Now, we are stepping into something tomorrow by the wisdom of God. This amount of uncommon success.
Yes.
Now it's going to be successful spiritually, financially. Now, listen, if you are successful spiritually and you are not successful physically, you are not successful in other areas of life, people will still insult you. And God wants you to know that as we step into that meeting tomorrow, He's going to reveal to you step to take to shine.
Amen. Amen. Wow. It's my turn to shine.
Yeah.
Now, you've heard it and you want to come out because it's your turn to shine too. So you want to come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, the 8 a.m. service and the 10 a.m. service. Now, if you need a ride, don't let that stop you. Just give us a call. We will come and pick you up. The number to call is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Come out to tomorrow's service. It's my turn to shine.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to go ahead and introduce the Fulfillment family that's here in the studio with us today. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us. We have Brother Christian. He's here with us today. Brother Clarence is here. Sister Thunder is here. And of course, I'm here. Yours truly, Sister Jan Jones. So we're so happy that you're tuned in. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu. We are from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Tomorrow's going to be an awesome service. It's going to be an awesome time in the Lord, and you don't want to miss it. We have two services tomorrow. The first one is at 8 a.m. That's that early service. It's My Turn to Shine. And then the second service is at 10 a.m. That's the second service. It's My Turn to Shine.
Yeah.
So it's definitely your turn to shine. Amen. So come out and shine. Come out to the service and see what God has for you. That's tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. and at 10 a.m. So now it's time for us to go into that wonderful segment that we call The Moment of Change. And to take us right into that segment, here's Brother Christian. Brother Christian, how are you tonight?
Sister Jenna, it is a blessing to be here in the studio with everyone that's listening to us. But, you know, I want to just thank the Lord for our Father in the Lord. Sir, the more I listen to you in the studio every weekend, you know, you come with these words of revelations, but then you go prophetic. You know, and then you bring it back to just understanding that this is not complicated. This is something that is within the ability of what God has placed in you. And that, look, do this and you shall be saved. You know, be thankful and you will be wonderful. You know, these are nuggets that I just want to thank the Lord for your life set for. Because, you know, by me listening to you and every one of us listening to you in the studio, we are blessed every weekend. Amen. And God continue to use you for an unction that we know that he's going to continue to increase in your life, sir. Thank God for you. But Sister Jen, you know, we want to acknowledge what happened last week.
Yes,
you know, the Dominion celebration.
Woo.
All those that visited Crepper, everyone that was there, we know that you were blessed.
Yes.
And you know that something happened in your life.
Amen.
And we just want to challenge you that let it not be the last week that you visited Christ Resurrection Power Assembly.
Right.
If you came by there, remember that there's an opportunity also for tomorrow that your shining begins, like we said, you know.
Right.
That tomorrow is the day that your shining begins. But we're going to go to right into the program. This is a moment of change, by the way, where we just bring the word that has been preached and bring it to make it apply to you in a way that you can do it easily and move to the next level. Sir, I just want to bring one or two things that you said. Thank you for that word that said, thankfulness is a foundation that propels you. And that is something that I know, like you said, is the end times, but it has been a thing that I see with mankind for generations.
Mm-hmm.
People who are not thankful, they are always not wonderful. Because I was looking at the word before I came into the studio, and I was looking at Isaiah chapter 45, and there were some things that the Lord was saying, and I said, wow, I've not seen this in this fashion. He said in verse 22, well, let me just say first what he said in verse 22. He said, look unto me. Yeah, verse 22. He said, look unto me and ye be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. He said, I have sworn by myself, the word is going out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return.
Mm-hmm.
That unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say in the Lord that I have righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you gave a testimony about a lady that testified how the Lord changed the story as she obeyed what the word of the Lord came to you. You know, when we are in this world, you know, we have the God said to us, he said, listen, you know, believe the word of the Lord and you shall be established.
Yeah.
Believe thy prophet and you shall prosper.
Yes.
Sir, when you give words like that and people hear it, they'll hear it now.
Mm-hmm.
You are inviting them to a program tomorrow.
Yeah.
Say, look, God spoke to me. Come. And, you know, there is something that people take for granted.
Mm.
And that is where I want us to look at.
Yeah.
Because we look at the gospel, like you said, the revelation is not there now. People are not seeking revelation. They're looking at the red letter words and looking at it as a book or a scripture and forget that there is a meaning that brings life out of that,
mm-hmm.
sir.
Mm-hmm.
Help us understand this, that look, the letter is, yes, written. But without revelation, you miss everything that word has to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is where believers have to come to understand. Now look, I don't only need to read and memorize this scriptures. I don't just hear people saying it to me. But that revelation that comes with it is what gives me eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
It's what gives me that righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's that one, that word that gives me eternal movement. It gives me victory over all the power of the enemy because I have. But we are missing that. Help okay. us understand this part. Okay. That revelation part is very important.
Yeah, let me just help our listener to hear, to see this. That is, I mean, Isaiah never wrote no scripture. Peter, Paul, they are not the writer. No, the Holy Ghost wrote it through them. So that is, you can't just say it's the word of Paul. No, it's not the word of Peter. The word of Peter, it's not the word of Isaiah. It's the word of God through Isaiah, through Peter. Now take for example, each time I minister, it's not my word.
There you go.
Because I will spend time in God's presence. Anybody can read.
That's right.
Can study. But when it comes to revelation, only the Holy Spirit gives that. Mm-hmm. And if you are not spending time in His presence, you will just be preaching letters. Somebody just read Psalm 23 and everybody was just saying, Lord, God. And the life of everybody changed. Another person reads Psalm 23 and everybody just clapped and they sat down. Now, the difference is somebody read it with revelation. The other one just read it as it's a good scripture. Now, when you want revelation, number one thing is you spend more time and ask the Holy Spirit to help you and go to a place where the revelation of God's word is being taught, not just a letter. Letter will never change anybody. I've seen people say, I've read Bible from Genesis to Revelation. He knows all the comma. In fact, he knows the pages. But there is no revelation. Now, it was revelation that changed the life of Peter. He said, at thy word, I will lay down the net. That was not just at the preaching. It was the revelation behind the word. So when you meditate on what you have read, that is, it's like you squeeze the juice out of the word and the Jews come to you to change your life. That's it.
Bishop, I want to talk to you about the two main things that hit home for me is complaining and murmuring. You know, and I remember back in the day, I'm tired, I'm this, I'm that. I want to talk about getting from that negative thought process. You know, you're not tired and your feet don't hurt till you see someone who doesn't have them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can't appreciate having food until you've never had food.
Mm-hmm.
It takes sometimes for you to see someone without for you to realize that not only are you so blessed, you have these limbs, you have a car to be concerned about paying insurance and putting gas in.
Mm-hmm.
You're not walking. You're not catching the bus. So I want you to inspire us as far as how can we move from always easily capitalizing on what could possibly be negative and start focusing and being positive about all the things that are great and that the Lord blesses us with.
Yeah. You see, I want you to have this understanding that the moment you know that God is the author of your life, it changes everything. Oh, I don't have this. I don't have that. Now listen to this. You got them. Because everything you will ever need for life is inside you. Now, okay. Now, like you just said, you don't know what you are missing. I mean, you don't value what you have until you miss it.
Yes.
This job is so tiring. Somebody didn't even have a job. Now, why don't you thank God for that job until he moves you to the next phase? Just appreciate him. Lord, it's true. It's not. It's so stressful. This job is stressful. Father, I thank you for giving it to me. But I receive the one that will give me time to. I just want a job that will be like a fun. Somebody told me, he said, my job is just like fun. I love my job. He said, if I'm not doing this, I don't know what I will be doing. Now, that is the kind of job. Now, that job is no more a job. It's a work.
Right.
Said, because that is what you are created to express. Anytime you go to work and you have to squeeze your face, you have to be angry with everybody around you. Now you are going for job, not a work. Now, and you can just trust the Lord. God, I thank you because you brought me in this way, you brought me this far. And I am trusting you to give me what I will enjoy. And I give you thanks for it. I'm telling you, you are just asking God. It's like you push God to do what you want in your life.
Yes,
instead
you.
Of just saying, oh God, I don't know why you brought me this way.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, wow, Bishop. I, it's, This is so power packed. It's filled this evening. You talked about gratitude, you know, and we talked about complaining and murmuring, but you said that we have to be grateful.
Yes.
You have to be grateful. As you know, we in America, this is for the audience that are listening. We here in America, there's more than almost 8 billion people in this world today. And guess what? We here in America live better than 7.5 billion of those people.
Yeah.
And we still a country of complainers, you know, we have so much, but we waste so much. And just help our audience, you know, what gratitude really is, when what my sister was just saying about someone complaining about their feet are sore or someone complaining about not having enough food. But just the gratitude, just to thank God for what you have.
You're complaining you don't have food. Some people don't have mouths.
Don't have mouth, bitch.
You know? Do you know that some people are in the hospital right now, they have mouth, they can use it to eat.
Amen, bitch.
Now, you see, I have this understanding. If you are not thoughtful, you can never be thankful. And if you are not thankful, you cannot be wonderful. Now, spend time to just think about you.
Yes, that's it.
Just think about you.
Yeah,
God, where was I coming from?
Where you brought me from.
Where you? I know some few years ago, I knew where I was.
Wow, that's it.
Some few months ago. Some people, sometimes you just say, oh, God, I don't know. I'm going to pay this bill. He paid it 3 months ago.
Amen.
Now you forgot it.
That's right.
Now you are complaining. You don't know anymore.
Yes, yes.
Now we need to just, is it until you are thoughtful?
Yes.
The same headache that kills somebody, you just took Tylenol and you're okay.
Amen. Wow. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And you don't know that it's just the grace of God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. You know, we just thank the Lord for you. You know, Sister Jen, tomorrow is another jam-packed day where we're looking forward to move to that shining level.
Yes, we are.
You know, I mean, I know you were starting that word saying, look, we have two services. You don't want to miss this opportunity tomorrow. As you hear the word, do not harden your heart. Allow the prophet of the Lord that is speaking to you on this radio to minister to you. Come tomorrow. Hear your word and let that word save you from every destruction that the enemy wants to bring in your life, Sister John.
Amen. And tomorrow's service, Brother Christian, is it's my turn to shine.
It's my turn.
So, yes, it's your turn to shine. So come out.
I can't wait anymore.
Exactly.
It's my turn.
That's right. It's your turn. Yeah. Because, you know, most of the time you got to wait in line for everything. But tomorrow, it's your turn.
It's my turn.
Yeah, so come out to tomorrow's service. That's two services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, give us a call. We'll come and get you. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call again for a ride is 904-646-8210. We want to see you there for your turn to shine.
Yeah.
So now, Bishop, it's time for us to go into that set. This is the part of the broadcast. This is my favorite part, actually. But you did my favorite part. So all night tonight has been my favorite part. But you know, because it's testimony time. But you know, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
When you bring in the word should be full of testimonies.
Oh, yeah.
It really should be full of testimonies.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Bishop, you laid out the testimonies
tonight.
Yes. That was an awesome testimony that you talked about.
Awesome.
But you know, we had an awesome service when we had our healing service.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, Bishop, you were, with people, when they have an illness or they have an affliction or they have an inconvenience, they'll stay home from church. But you know, thank God there are some people that come to church regardless. Even we had some people that came to church that Sunday that we did the healing service.
Yeah.
Some people came with ear problems. Some people came with throat problems. Some people came with knee pain, back pain.
Yeah.
And Bishop, you stood on that altar and you said that they will be healed.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, it was so exciting because after, when you finished that administration, I'm telling you, we had the brothers and the sisters were going around with the microphones and they were telling of the healing.
That
God showed up.
That's it.
And he healed it. Those people were telling that the the people with the ear problem, it was gone.
Gone, yeah.
The throat problem was gone.
Gone.
The knee pain was gone. The person that had the back pain, that could bend, it was gone.
Now, you just remind me of this guy that have a, what do you call that one? They have to pass the urine out. What is it? He's using a catheter and all that?
Yes.
Now, catheter. In the service, God healed him.
Brilliant.
Now, what do you want to say? See, we're talking about Jesus here.
Yes, right. Yes.
The one that God answers to every question. You're talking about this lady with the ear.
Yes.
The word of knowledge just came. And God just went in into the ear. Bam, and cleaned it up. We can't come to the service and we are not serviced.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right. See, that's you come to the service, you come one way, but boy, you leave a different way. God has been faithful to us, Jesus. And he always shows up. Mm. And we just thank God for his faithfulness.
Amen.
So we want you to come out now. Come out tomorrow because it's your turn.
So
come out tomorrow. It's your turn to shine. Mm. Those services are two of them. There's 8 a.m. and then there's a 10 a.m. service. We are Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Mm. So now, Bishop, I'm getting ready to open the phone lines. If you want to call in for prayer, Bishop is here and he's standing by ready to pray with you. Call in and get your needs met. Call in. Don't be afraid to call in. Give us a call. Bishop will agree with you. Connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Idowu. This is the number to call. Now, you're going to want to write this number down. It's area code 904-296-2251. The number to call in live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. If you need any type of healing, if you have a situation that you've been dealing with, you know, we can't do it ourselves.
Yeah.
We can't do it. God will do it for you, though. He will do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing too hard for God.
Mm.
So give us a call here in the studio and let us agree with you. The number to call is 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. So, Sister Thunder, we have some things going on in Crepa this month. So tell us about it.
Well, next weekend on Saturday, October 20th, it's our food giveaway. So join us every third Saturday of the month for our free giveaway. It's from 12 until 2 p.m. Matthew chapter 25, verse 35 says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in." So come get your blessing for the free food giveaway, and also bless someone else. You can always pick up food for someone else. Jan, do we have a caller?
Yes, we do, Sister Thunder. So we're going to go over to the phone lines. And Bishop, right now we have Sister Regina on the line. Sister Regina, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hi, I'm trying to get prayer.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be praying with you now. Father, we are so thankful. We give you all the praise for your daughter, Sister Regina. Thank you because of your mighty hand upon her life. Thank you, Father Lord, because of divine direction. Thank you, Father Lord, because of your divine glory. Thank you, Father Lord, because the Bible said they look up to him and their faces were lighted and they were not ashamed. Father, I stand in agreement with her now. And I break every power of stagnation, every forces of intimidation. I come against you right now in the name of Jesus. And I say, Satan, hear me. Take off your hand from this life. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I command by the anointing of God, break forth on every side right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Regina. God bless you. So, Bishop, we're going to stay on the line now. We actually have Sister Patricia on the line. Sister Patricia, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Prayer, Sister Jean.
Okay. Father, thank you for your daughter. I give you all the glory and all the praise. Thank you, Father, Lord, because of your word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your glory. The Bible says, wherever the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Lord, I release the liberty of God upon your daughter. I speak against every sickness, every disease. I come against every power of the enemy over our life. I break every power of darkness over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Because you've been translated to the kingdom of his light, the kingdom of his dear son. I command darkness and every grip of the enemy to be broken over your life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Patricia. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open, and the number to call live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. If you need Bishop to pray with you, you may have heard something in the message that come forth. You may have heard something that stirred something in your spirit. Just give us a call here live into the studio, 296-2251. That's area code 904-296-2251. You know, when we talk about prayer, Bishop, sometimes people think that their case is just too much, like it's just too big. I'm telling you, there's nothing mightier than God.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. So call in. Give your case to the Lord.
Yeah.
Give us a call here in the studio, 904-296-2251. Yeah. So, Sister Thunder.
Yes. I just want to tell everybody I got the best Christmas present right here in my hot little hands.
Amen.
The best gift ever. Every time I gave this to someone as a gift, they gave theirs away and said, I need another. All right. So I want to let you know we have Overcoming Faith by our very own Bishop, Dr. Abiola Idowo. You want to get this book. It will bless you. It will bless someone else. You can purchase this book from WestbowPress.com. Amazon.com, Barnes & Nobles, and Books A Million. This is the best gift. You won't be disappointed. Amen. Back to you, Sister Dan.
Amen. So, yes, get your copy of Overcoming Faith by Dr. Abiola Idowo. I'm telling you, that book has been a blessing to so many people in and around and outside of Jacksonville. Yes. So get your copy. If you don't already have it, it's Overcoming Faith by Dr. Abiola Idowo. You can get it on Amazon.com. You can get it at WestbowPress.com, Books A Million, and BarnesandNoble.com. So we're going to go back to the phone lines, Bishop, and we have Sister Alicia on the line. Sister Alicia, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, hi. I'm calling for prayer, please.
Okay. I'm going to be praying for you. The Lord just spoke to me before you mentioned your name. I mean, they gave me your name. God is going to give you a major breakthrough. You've been complaining, God, do something about this. And I'm standing in agreement with you. By the authority that is in the name of Jesus, break forth now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every area that you've been blocked, I command right now by the anointing of the Holy Ghost that the doors of greatness be open to you. Opportunity that you never thought about, I decree they come your way now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Alicia. God bless you.
Yes.
God
bless you as
well. Amen. So we're going to stay with the phone lines for a bit. We have Sister Dora on the line. Sister Dora, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight? Sister Dora, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight? I think we may have lost that one, Bishop. Sister Dora, if you can hear us, you can give us a call back. We'll be happy to take your call. Let's move to the next call on the line, which is Sister Clarissa. Sister Clarissa, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight? Sister Clarissa? Sister Clarissa, if you can back away from your radio a little bit. We're having some technical difficulty with the sound coming through. So if you were one of those callers that called us, Sister Dora, Sister Clarissa, give us a call back. We will certainly be happy to take your call. The number to call in is area code 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. So don't forget about our services tomorrow. We actually have two services tomorrow morning. That's at 8 a.m. So if you get up early, come out and worship. You don't have to miss your worship. Come out. You don't have to miss your turn. You know, you wait for in life so long for your turn to come around.
Yeah.
And now God is telling you, this is your turn. It's your turn to shine. So come out. And you know, when we talk about shining in the Lord, that's a mighty shining. So come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We want to you to come out and get what God has waiting for you. It's your turn. And when it's your turn, oh my goodness, it's going to be a mighty harvest. It's going to be
when
a mighty
your
harvest.
Turn, God has turned to you.
Bishop said it. Bishop said it. When it's your turn, God has turned to you.
That's
yes.
It.
Amen.
All right. So let's try to get back to the phone lines again. We have Sister Clarissa on the line. Sister Clarissa, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
A prayer for healing of my body tonight. Help me. I'm still believing that I've been healed from kidney disease, but I'm having some complications and I'm calling for prayer.
Healing.
She's having complications and she's calling for prayer.
You don't have complication, Sister Clarissa. You cannot have complication because your Redeemer lives.
Amen.
I'm going to just pray with you and we'll stop the hand of the devil over your head now. Father, we stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. The scripture said, he said, whatsoever two of us shall agree as touching anything on this earth, it shall be done of my Father who is in heaven. Father, in agreement with your word, we stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus, and I speak to your body. Hear me, you body, hear the word of the living God. From the crown of your head down to the sole of your feet, I decree total healing right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, get out of there. That body has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. You don't have no right to touch that body anymore. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, be healed now. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Clarissa. God bless you. So, Bishop, we're going to stay with the phone lines. We actually have Brother Henry on the line. Brother Henry, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Well, I'm praying agreement on my back.
For your what? For his back.
Back. Okay. I want you to just lay your hand on your back right now as we agree together and we pray. Just lay your hand on your back. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the Bible said in Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent forth his word and he heals them and he delivered them from all his destruction. I'm sending the word of Jesus to that back right now. Hear me. Hear the word of the living God. You back. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. I speak to every bones. I speak to every nerves. I speak to every part of that back that be hurting. And I ask, oh God, that the balm of Gilead be laid on it right now. I'm asking, oh God, that the stripe of Jesus Christ takes it off completely. And I declare you are healed and you are made whole. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Henry. God bless you. So, Bishop, our time is about up and it's time for us to get out of here. But we want to thank all of our listeners and thank all our callers for calling in. Thank you for being patient as we resolve the technical difficulty we had with the phone lines. We know that God is going to bless you mightily. Now, we'll be back next week, Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu with your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week. And until then, remain blessed. And remember, Jesus is alive.